Chloe scooted into a soft sun ray and closed her eyes, basking like a lizard in the mild warmth it offered. She watched the colorful squiggly lines behind her eyelids dance and squirm, an activity that helped her fall asleep when her mind was fixed on problems she couldn't solve. Soon the cacophony from the party below faded away, muted by the sweetness of an impromptu nap.
"I know how to swim, Pontus. Let me go!"
"Those idiots are trying to go swimming in a 60-degree pool?" Chloe thought, her eyes still sealed shut, ready to plunge back into sleep. Then came her second thought. Who in the world names their son Pontus?
"It's Scylla!"
shouted a group of voices, not a single one familiar to Chloe.
"Scylla?"
Chloe groaned and peeled open her eyes. What she saw took her breath away. There was water all around her, and it definitely was not a swimming pool. She'd never seen the great sea in person, but judging by the deep blue ocean waves, this was it. She suddenly lost her balance and fell back into a thick rope. She grabbed hold of it with both hands, only then realizing that she was on a ship that was being tossed like an unruly child's bath toy.
"Everyone get down!"
yelled a man beside her, whose white knuckles were holding on to the only oar that hadn't been abandoned. But a few seconds later, he too was on his belly beside a heap of trembling men, as whatever was aggravating the ship continued to splash and spin around them. And then Chloe saw it. The thing the unknown sailors had called Scylla. Chloe squeezed her eyes closed and blinked them rapidly when she opened them again. Her eyes had to be playing tricks on her. She pinched herself. She had to be dreaming. But no matter how many times she squinted or blinked or tapped and slapped her forehead, the terrifying scene stayed put. Scylla was like no marine animal she'd ever seen, not even in the Discovery shows on TV. It was impossible to say how tall it was, because its lower half was submerged in the sea. The upper half was a repulsive blend of dog, squid, and woman. The only normal thing about it was a human child with fair skin and red hair. What wasn't so normal was that this child was wrapped inside one of the animal's black tentacles.
"Wake up, Chloe. Wake up, wake up, wake up."
But it was no use. Chloe felt as awake as she did after 3 cups of coffee. This was no dream. Chloe tried to compose herself. She took 3 deep breaths and crouched down, forcing herself to think optimistically. "Just wait it out," she told herself. Once this thing passed by, they would get back to land. Peering around a broad man hiding behind the mast, she could see 3 people, 2 men and a woman. They were standing at the stern, holding their ground. The shorter and slighter of the 2 men began to crawl closer to the edge of the deck as more commotion rang out among the crew. But it was all a muddled noise to Chloe. Why weren't they afraid? Chloe watched as the woman slowly raised both of her hands, as if to surrender to Scylla. But when the ship became deathly quiet, Chloe knew surrender was on no one's mind. She watched carefully as the woman's palms began to glow with yellow-orange light. Chloe's mouth fell agape as the pair of lights, now pulsing like flames, proceeded to float languidly out of the woman's hands like miniature spirits.
"Chloe! Chloe!"
Chloe's eyes darted around the ship. Who knew her here?
"Chloe!"
She continued to look, but no one was facing her. All eyes were on the woman. More than that, the voice calling her sounded just like her brother's.
"Gross, Chloe, you're drooling," Damien said.
Chloe jumped back to consciousness and wiped her mouth. Her brother grimaced.
"And why are you wet?"
Chloe looked down at herself. She was back in the treehouse, and indeed, she was drenched with water, water that smelled to her like salt. She knew why she was wet, but she couldn't very well tell Damien. He'd have her committed to a mental hospital before the party was over.